Some changes coming to the Ohio governor's race last week. Joining me to talk about it, WVXU's politics reporter Howard Wilkinson. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So you wrote in your column yesterday about Congressman Jim Renacci from Northeast Ohio and his leap out of the Ohio governor's race and into the race for U.S. Senate after Republican Josh Mandel dropped out. How unusual is this?
This doesn't happen very often. I've seen it happen before, but it really doesn't happen very often. I mean, Renacci was running hard for the gubernatorial nomination. He was kind of the underdog. He wanted to, you know, he was presenting himself as the outsider as opposed to a Mike DeWine, who has, you know, spent most of his adult life in public office. And he's running along. He's got a running mate in Amy Murray, the city council. Well, and then Josh Mandel suddenly drops out of the race. And there were sort of unusual circumstances by which he got into the Senate race and out of the governor's race.
Well, tell us a little bit about that. What do you mean? What happened?
What happened was everybody else had said no. John Kasich, you know, said absolutely not. I'm not going to run for the Senate. Mary Taylor, lieutenant governor who is running for governor, she said absolutely not. I'm not going to do it. But Renacci didn't say that. And he kind of hinted around that if possibly Donald Trump would ask him to run for the Senate against, you know, for Sherrod Brown's seat, he might do it. And then the Trump White House political people talked to Renacci, and suddenly he dropped out of the governor's race and entered the U.S. Senate primary, which is obviously in May.
So is that a good thing that he has Trump support?
You know, it's a good thing in a Republican primary, probably. And he's going to have a primary. There's a businessman from Cleveland named Mike Gibbons who has never run for public office before. But he and Renacci are both very wealthy business people from Northeast Ohio. He's running for the Senate nomination, too. So he's going to have to run in a primary. And I think they're both going to try to appeal to the Trump voters on the Republican side. Now, when you get into a general election, it may not be so good to be the Trump candidate in 2018 because, obviously, circumstances have changed since Donald Trump won Ohio by 8 percentage points in 2016.
Well, tell us, does Gibbons have any chance in the primary?
I don't know. I mean, he's definitely an underdog. He's not well-known. He's getting a lot more well-known. He's had the Franklin County Republican Party has endorsed him. Even Claremont County Republican Party has endorsed him. And he's starting to pick up some support around the state. It's possible. I don't think Renacci is a total lock on the Republican nomination. It could be competitive, but Renacci's certainly the front runner.
Howard, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's politics reporter. You can read his column and stories at WVXU.org.